Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Dan, yo! What's up?
Blimey, Robbie, you're in a good mood. Have you been going to a lot of pubs or something?
I've not been to any pubs. As a result, I have loads of energy. And just upbeat. It's sunny outside here in the correct realm.
Yep.
The swallows and Amazons.
Yes. I can actually see the sunlight streaming through the slats of your blinds in your room. It's like a film noir.
My room inside the moon underwater.
Yes.
Yeah. We should come into the same room. You don't have to be in a different room. Just come in.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just thought I'd wait out here. Hall. Yeah.
No. That's absolutely fine. How have you been, Dan?
I've been very well, thanks, mate. Very well indeed. Enjoying the Easter break. That was good. Oh, that was last week, wasn't it? Feels like it because the kids are still on holiday. But great fun.
Very long holidays in the realm.
They are, aren't they? They keep going.
Yeah, do drag on somewhat. Have you pubbed?
I had a brief pub visit last week. I went to see the excellent...
Just keep your eye in.
Yes, I went to see the excellent Stuart Laws, comedian, at Soho Theatre. He was very good, very funny show, and got to meet him briefly afterwards, which was very nice.
Nice.
But before that, me and my friend Susie, we had a pizza and then we went to The Ship, which I think is on Dean or Berwick Street. I can never remember the names of the streets. It's in Soho. But nice pub.
I get very confused.
Yeah.
I can sort of remember which ones are parallel to each other.
Yes.
But I can't really remember the order.
Yes, exactly.
I think.
Yeah. All the ones between Oxford Street and Tottenham Court Road that are all running parallel to each other. I know the names of all of them, but I couldn't tell you in what order they go in at all.
I'm going to say Dean, Greek.
Yes.
Wardour.
Wardour, yes.
Berwick.
Berwick. Yes, that sounds about right. But anyway, The Ship is a very nice pub, quite LGBTQ+ friendly. Got rainbow flags inside. Had a very nice pint of Dark Star, which I had when we went to Yoldy Mitre the other week with Ben Bailey Smith.
Nice.
It's a lovely old pub. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
We had a nice chat in there. So I added one more to the list. I'm one away from the halfway point, so not too bad.
Well, you've caught up a little bit there because I have not gone in a pub, which I think is my first strikeout of the season. The pub season.
It is, but then you did like 10 the week before, didn't you? So,
Will this week. I'm about to go on another pub fact-finding trip to Austria this time. I'm about to go to the tail end of Snowbombing Festival, which is in Meerhofen in Austria, and it's my birthday then. So the bookies are offering pretty odds on odds that I will be attending at least one pub during these few days.
Because, of course, the month of April is the month of birthdays in your house, isn't it? It's just basically non-stop birthdays.
1st of April, my son Otto. 9th of April, my daughter Kitty. 12th of April, me. 13th of April, my two cats, Fluffball and Internet Explorer. And then the 22nd of April is my son Arlo. So there we go. That should help you break into any of my internet banking accounts.
Exactly, yeah. It's all there, isn't it?
Mother's maiden name.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, we've got some great letters this week, haven't we? We did a few shout-outs.
I can barely see you. Yeah. I can barely see you, Dan, because they are cascading off of the notice board in front of us. I don't think we should talk about anything other than just go through the post bag.
Shall I get the first one down?
Please, could you?
Here we go.
Wonderful.
You want me to do the honours?
I'd like you to kick it off, if that's all right.
Okay, this one is from Erin McCoyne. And Erin says, "Hi, Robbie, brackets and Dan," close brackets. I think that's worse than not including me at all.
Yeah, it's very much to me, but they know that you're going to be a little bit of a winding, of a whinging little moan bag if you don't get mentioned. So they put you in brackets.
Do you think that's what it is?
I think that's what it is, yeah. I think it's out of obligation. That Erin has put you in there.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, I say hi back, Erin.
Yeah.
Read the rest of the stuff.
Yes. I was just listening to your most recent pub notice board episode where you may recall you read an email from one of your American listeners in Los Angeles, which we did. Incredible. Mm. During that episode, you also put out a call for more of your non-UK listeners, especially American listeners, to write in, "You have inspired me." So this is another one from America, Robbie.
Wow.
I live in San Francisco, LA's most...
What did you say you did then?
No, no, no.
Sorry, I didn't realise.
I live in London.
The way you said it, it didn't sound like you'd gone back to the letter. I thought that just isn't true.
LA's most bitter rival to the north, think Liverpool and Manchester. And I wanted to reach out to tell you why I think it's just about your perfect city. Have you been to San Fran, Robbie?
I have been to San Francisco and I loved it.
I really like America. I've been a couple of times, but only East Coast. The place that I really do want to go to is San Francisco, for sure. I really want to go there.
I lived in Vancouver and it reminded me a lot of that. Lots of water, food,
I have been to Vancouver.
Bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like that.
According to a recent article in Newsweek magazine, San Francisco has more bars per capita than any city in the US. As you know, America is a big place, so this is quite a feat. According to the article, San Francisco has 16.5 bars per every 1,000 residents. LA didn't even make the list. That's incredible. So six or seven?
I'm just looking out in my mind.
Yeah.
And that is 60 people per bar. 60.6, I believe.
Yes.
06.
Very good.
Yeah.
LA didn't even make the list, Erin says, just twisting the knife. It's what you would call a great pub town. And even though many of the pubs are bars, I think you'd appreciate the fact that in many neighbourhoods, there are bars on every corner and a few in between. Now, this is a great achievement on its own, but it doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of why you would love it there. Did you know San Francisco is only an hour away from the world-famous wine-growing region of the Napa Valley? I think I vaguely knew that. Did you know that, Robbie?
I didn't know the exact timings, but I knew it was in that vicinity.
Yes. The Napa Valley is known around the world for its bold and complex red wines, brackets Cabernets, and its sister region, the Sonoma, I hope I'm saying that right, the Sonoma Valley, for its complex Pinot Noir wine and delicate whites.
I'm going to say Sonoma, but I don't know if that's correct either.
Fair enough. That's a nice bit of PR there. I thought, chat. A quick Google search. So, Erin, not only have they composed this email to us, they've gone online, done a bit of research so that we don't have to look things up in our mind. Mm. A quick Google research reveals that there are over 1,800 registered wineries in the Napa Valley alone, all about 1 hour from the centre of San Francisco. If this isn't enough to convince you to book your trip right now, here is the coup de grace for Robbie.
Oh.
All the ski resorts, a couple of hours drive away, along with their associated après-ski culture. I've never been to Norwich, but from your descriptions, it sounds like a lovely place. But if you were ever considering a North American relocation, I think San Francisco would suit you. Or if you ever visit, I'd love to be your personal tour guide. Until then, please keep up the great pubbing. Yours, Erin McCoyne. What a great letter.
Oh, thanks, wow, Erin. Wow, Erin. Well, they do call San Francisco the Norwich of America.
They do, don't they?
So, that's
also
very...
I quite like the fact that San Francisco is famous for many things. One of the things it's very famous for is how hilly it is, whereas Norwich is very famous for being one of the flattest places in the country.
Right, I will argue this point, because people say this a lot about Norwich, and I will concede that Norfolk itself is flat. But as someone who runs around Norwich a lot, it is not flat.
Okay.
It is quite a lot of hills, just not... It's not... We're not talking like the Welsh valleys and stuff like that, or the Peak District or something, but I don't think it's that flat. I think Norfolk in general, very flat. Norwich itself has its fair share of hills, I'd say.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I got angry about that.
You haven't got a Golden Gate Bridge or anything, have you?
Or an Alcatraz. No, we have Norwich Prison, but it's not the same. It's just a prison.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I loved San Francisco when I was there. I was there with my wife. I think that's the only time I've been for a few days. And we did frequent many bars and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But as we said the other week, wineries, vineyard tours, not something I've properly done. So
yeah.
I like the idea of over there. So, okay, so if you do come over at some point, we'll go and get Erin to take us round on a little tour of San Francisco, because that sounds excellent fun.
It reminds me of, I think some of these films, Erin will hate this because they'll be sort of LA films, but 70s films with like detectives and stuff who just hang out in their little bar where they know the bartender, and there's only ever about seven or eight people in there, and they go in for a like a little cocktail or something. It's a martini or something like that. That's what I think of. I think of San Francisco bars, like just quite local and nice and,
Yeah, that was the sort of vibe I got when I went there, actually. I think, that sort of just nice little loads of little local bars, yeah.
Yeah.
Super.
Brilliant.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Erin. That's a lovely message, and we will take you up on that should we ever be in San Francisco, which I hope at some stage to be. Next message is from Alistair Cooper, and it has 52 pub challenges. The title says, to Robbie, no mention for down there. You'd be pleased to hear that I've just tipped over the halfway mark in the 52 pub challenge.
Well done.
Oh, living in Ware, I've ticked off the Old Barge, the Waterside and the Jolly Fisherman. One pub I'm hoping to never tick off, however, is the Spread Eagle. I commend you for ticking it off. I look forward to emailing in late December when I'm desperate for number 52. Spread Eagle was, that was in Ware, wasn't it? It was one of the stations along that new River Line pub crawl route that I did.
Yes.
It wasn't the most high faluting pub.
You had an AK Mild in there.
I did indeed, yes. So I can see how it's not to everyone's tastes. Terrific work. If anyone else is doing 52 pub challenge or variant of it, do let us know how you're getting on. I'm just trying to see where else he's been. A lot of them, he's been to one in, I thought that's a Stansted Airport, Stansted Abbots, Hartford, the Prince Edward Theatre in London.
Yes.
Alistair's done.
Also, the Formula One arcade in London. I wonder what that is.
I don't know, but
no idea.
Sounds interesting. Yeah. Very Ware and Hartford heavy, but there were a lot of pubs around that way, so I can
great
understand
time.
How you, that could keep you very busy. But yeah.
He's on 27. Terrific. Couple ahead of me. Great work.
Well, most people are ahead of you.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Next one, please, Dan.
Yes, this is from William. And he says, hello, Landlord Robbie and regular Dan. That's, see, That's fine. That's a nice introduction. Thanks, William. I believe I may have technically completed a boat-based pub crawl as mentioned in a recent episode. So we've been discussing pub crawls, haven't we? And we've got the traditional one where you're literally walking or crawling or whatever. Then you did a train one, Robbie, which we've just mentioned.
Yep.
And then we had, someone wrote in last week, didn't they, about South Africa, and they'd gone on a
tram-based
pub crawl, yes.
Yep.
And now we've got a boat one, which is incredible. We're really collecting all the
Yeah.
Yeah, someone must have done a good bicycle one, surely.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure so, yeah.
A few months back, I booked a coach from London to Paris, and on the day it was delayed by around 3 hours. It didn't bother me too much, as I didn't have any plans for the day. However, this wasn't the case for a lot of my coach mates. So in the end, the initially sold out 30-seater coach left London with 7 passengers. Plenty of room to spread out. Lovely. When we got to Dover, where we were taking the ferry across the channel, the coach driver pulled out a stack of food and drinks vouchers that the coach company had arranged as an apology for the delay. However, they had not accounted for the missing passengers, and long story short, I managed to get my hands on 5 of them. On the ferry, I think this is genius, actually. On the ferry, there were precisely 5 different bars, including the trucker's lounge, which I managed to sneak into. I'm not sure whether this fits your strict rules for a pub crawl, but what I do now know for sure is that drinking 5 beers makes the drive from Calais to Paris absolutely lovely. Big fan of the pod. Have a fantastic day. William.
That's brilliant. So I think if you're going to the effort of sneaking into truckers' lounges, then yes, that counts as a pub crawl.
And also,
that's fabulous.
That is really the idea of doing a pub crawl on a single boat is it's brilliant. Because he could have just stayed at one bar, I guess, but he went, no, I'm gonna make a crawl out of it.
I'm curious as to what the other 23 people on the coach have done.
Yes.
With a 3-hour delay. It's not ideal.
Yeah.
It's also not, like, what have they still gone to Paris?
Yeah.
Have they just abandoned the whole plan? How did they get to Paris? If they were going to go by coach, which, let's be honest, is a price-sensitive way of getting there.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. I presume you're not about to go by coach, and then you just buy a last-minute flight for 200 quid or whatever it will be at the very last minute.
Or Uber it to Dover. That's unlikely, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. All 23 of them flounced off.
Maybe they were being environmentally conscious by going by coach and ferry and then decided, you know what, forget the environment, we'll get the flight.
Who knows?
But I'm curious. But that's an excellent pub crawl there from William.
Okay, so we've now got walking, train, tram and boat.
But not a boat. That's a pub crawl within a boat.
Pub crawl within a boat,
I'd like to see
a
boat that takes you to pubs as well.
Yes.
Let's see what we got here. Good day, fine landlord and cellar boy Dan.
Unbelievable.
Good welcome. I don't get mentions. That's a win for you, maybe?
But that's, yeah, kind of.
Love the podcast. I think the fact that you're both a similar age to myself, 47, makes it more relatable. Yes, I completed the 90s, and no, I can't remember much either. The reason I'm writing is in response to your chat on pub crawls involving transport. I don't know whether you're familiar with or have heard of the Transpennine Real Ale Trail. I can't recommend it enough. It's a must. Here's a quick description from my mind. There's a pub crawl with a difference, as all of the taverns along a single rail line. All you do is buy a train ticket and you're away. There are 8 pubs along the way, and half the fun is trying not to miss a train. Although heading back to the pub after missing one isn't the worst thing to happen. We did 8 one way and we did it, which is more than ample. You should give it a go. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. That's all for now. Please keep pulling those creamy pints of fantasy. And more important, keep those lines clean. Take care, Jay, in brackets, in Sheffield. Close brackets.
Brilliant.
Fabulous. I have heard of that. I don't know a lot about it, but I've heard of the Transpennine Real Ale Trail.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that. Shall we do an adventure this summer, Dan?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do a pub-related trip. So this is in contention.
Yeah.
Something we will, we'll accept tenders from the audience.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Which you could recommend something.
Yeah.
And at some point this summer, we will take a day out to do some kind of pub crawl outside of Norwich or London.
Yes, and we can do our pub notice board as we go.
But yeah, that sounds excellent, Jay. Thank you very much for that.
Great letters this week. Well done, everyone.
That's what we also got a something from Twitter.
Oh, yes.
So Joe Stevenson has a top tip. Pretend you are a pub and send away for free promotional items for your terrace house. And that is essentially what he appears to have done from the photos I can see, is got onto Pringles asking for some promotional thing, claiming it's a pub, but just sent it to his house. So
amazing.
Yeah, make up, pretend to be a pub. That's, it's pub related stuff.
Yeah, has anyone else pretended to be a pub?
Anyone else pretended to be a pub? Has anyone used a pub to get post?
Yes.
My friend Meg, one day we were drinking after school in the pub beer garden, my wife, myself and Meg, and she had to get some shopping. So she got her shopping delivered to the pub beer garden.
Oh.
Which was quite low. I sent a photo to her husband saying, this is your wife.
I mean, it's kind of great in one way, and also, but it also makes you think what's happened to society in another way.
Yeah, it's both the best and worst examples of modern technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Dan, have you got any promotional items from a pub that you'd like to have for your house?
I mean, I admit to liberating the odd pint glass in the old days from a pub when there was a nice pint glass that I liked. I've still got a Bombardier one from a long time ago. But for actual pub stuff...
I quite like a Scampi Fries cardboard dispenser
that
thing
would be
on
quite
the wall,
nice.
You know, where they just pull them off.
Yes.
Just in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Grab one every now and then.
Do you ever see those kind of displays of snacks displayed in that way apart from in pubs? I don't think you do, do you? Shops don't display them like that.
No. Yeah, maybe it was just pubs. I'm trying to think. Yeah, maybe it's just pubs then.
But that would be quite nice. You've got a pint in your hand, you're on your way to watch the football in the other room, and as you pass the Scampi Fries board, you just whip one off. That would be quite satisfying.
What I would suggest would be quite good is one of those promotional things you get from like Sky Sports or something with all the football matches. Just so you don't have to look up on your phone, just put one of those in the wall of your house.
Oh, that's quite good.
You know, this says this month on Sky, all the football that's coming up.
Yeah.
And then you know what's on.
Yeah, that's a good idea as well. And also would warn other people in the house at the time when you're going to be just watching football and ignoring them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could just get the Radio Times, I guess. That seems quite a lot more effort.
That seems quite last century as well. Yeah,
it does. Yeah. My wife, at Christmas time, my wife messaged me and just sent me a message saying, have you got a copy of the Radio Times just before Christmas?
Yeah.
And I said, well, last time I checked, it wasn't 1989, so I imagine I probably haven't.
Is that because she still likes to go through all the Christmas?
She
telly
likes the Christmas one. Yeah, she's not buying the Radio Times in February.
Circling
she's
all the films.
She's a fair weather Radio Times reader.
Yeah, fair enough.
There we go.
I'd really love more emails to Robbie@moonunderpod from people living in America or elsewhere from the UK.
Yeah, international. We want international mails. We want pub crawl on different modes of transport mails, and we want suggestions for where we can go for a day out mails.
And if anyone wants a particular promotional item from a pub that they'd really love to have that we haven't thought of.
Yeah.
Great.
Wonderful stuff. Right, Dan, I'm going to go and clean the lines once more. I've got to be the cleanest lines in Britain by this stage. Dan, would you please put a protective covering over the pub notice board.
Sure.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.